The late 1960s in Glasgow's East End.
This was a time when Glasgow, of course, was dancing daft, but at one stage it was the most dance-crazy city in Europe. Glitter ball on the roof, jazzy big band in the background.
But for the city, it was the start of a horrible nightmare, a sinister tale that haunts Scotland to this day, 50 years on.
It was a totally different era, and it was a tragedy that three young women, whose only crime was to go out for a night at the dancing, should end dead at the hands of some maniac.
A series of brutal murders on three innocent mums, with the suspected serial killer, nicknamed Bible John, on the run. Robert Jeffrey was a reporter in the city at the time. He told me about the frantic search for the notorious murderer.
If you'd been writing a novel, it had all the ingredients of a crime novel, but this was real life and scary.
Do you believe that this will ever be solved?
Constantly, over the years, there have been all sorts of new theories have emerged, new lines. Every new lead, every twist and turn, every crazy theory was considered and looked at. But in my opinion, I do not think the case will ever be solved.
Robert's not alone in believing the case will never be solved. Douglas Skelton has written extensively about Bible John.
Well, I'm sure there are still probably relatives around, and it would be nice if somebody could just, you know, come forward with that bit of closure for them. Unless the actual culprit comes forward, or unless some really firm bit of evidence, not a maybe, not a possibly, not a could be, not a might have, but a good firm piece of evidence came forward, then we probably will never know.
Police Scotland say the triple murder investigation is always subject to review, and if any new information comes forward, it will be investigated. But for now, it seems Bible John's identity will remain Glasgow's darkest secret.